Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Geno Stone met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Indianapolis.
They're both two different type of quarterbacks, you know, the way they're used. So we've really been going over that. Really just preparing to whoever we get, don't matter. You know, we got to go play our style of defense, and that's just facts. So you really just go from there.
You talk about the mentality of not getting complacent. After practice, that was kind of his message to the team. What did you take away from that speech from him?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think about that all the time. You know, no matter how good I play, whatever it was, you always want to be your biggest critic. So all the little stuff I probably could have did better in that game, you know, I could have had an even better game in my opinion myself. So, you know, just never get complacent, never think you did too good, that you arrived, anything like that. So I always want to build on whatever I could do.
How much flack did you catch from your teammates on the interception?
A lot, but I mean, at the same time, they were happy because we got a big turnover. We ended up scoring off it, so that was a big thing, though.
Everyone says next man up. That's another thing for it to actually mean something, and that next man to step up and do the job. Why does it seem so often here next man up does the job?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like everyone here is capable of playing, no matter if you're on the practice squad or whatever it is. You know, you're brought in this organization for a reason, and I think that's a testament to the scouts and who they bring into this place, and everyone's trusted as a starter. So once you get your opportunity, you know, just go out there and just make the most of it.
Is it hard to believe that, though, when you're not the starter, to know that everyone's going to trust you, that you have properly been prepared, and you're ready to do it? Is it hard?
I mean, a little bit. You know, I think as me as my rookie year, I only played two games, and after that, you know, my second year, I didn't really think I was going to play it much. I thought I was just a special teamer, and then end of the year, my name got called. So, you know, for that situation, he's always prepared as a starter. That's how I think about it, being here, you know. And they harp on that. And, you know, they tell everyone, no matter where you are on the depth chart, whatever it is, you know, you just get ready if your name's going to ever get called. Because, I mean, this game's an injury league, so you never know what's going to happen.
How much more valuable is it knowing that when you get those reps during practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge because, I mean, them reps in practice mean a lot, you know, get you ready for the game. The game's definitely a different feeling, but you know, throughout the week, getting them reps to help a lot, because I know, I mean, I've been there where I didn't get the reps at all during the week and I get thrown in. You still got to prepare. That's really all mental reps though at that point. But getting the reps, being physical throughout the week, it helps a lot, because then at that point, you know, once you see that once, you know, you're gonna get it in the game.
On the interception, was that a play you guys saw in cup? In preparation for the game?
Yeah, it was, you know, but, you know, I mean, my job really that week was just hold backside and then push the back line and go for the dig, and that's what happened.
Thanks, Gino.